Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves. Long, long ago, a young man named Ali Baba lived in Persia. He was poor and kind. His elder brother, Kasim, was very rich. One day, Ali Baba went to the forest. He saw a troop of thieves coming to a huge pile of rocks. 1, 2, 3, Ali Baba counted. There were 40 thieves. The captain said, "Open sesame." Then a cave appeared in the rocks. They went in and the door closed behind them. Soon the door opened again and the thieves came out. The captain said, "Shut, sesame," and the door closed. The thieves rode away. Ali Baba climbed down the tree. He went to the rocks and said, "Open, sesame." The door opened at once. Inside the cave, Ali Baba saw piles of gold and countless bags of money. He loaded many bags of gold on his donkey and went home. Ali Baba told his wife of his good luck. She was very happy. "Let's weigh the gold. We should know how rich we are," his wife said. They didn't have scales, so Ali Baba's wife went to borrow one from Kasim's wife. Kasim's wife thought, "They are so poor. What do they have to weigh?" To find out, she put some honey on the bottom of the scale. After Ali Baba returned the scale, Kasim's wife found a piece of gold stuck to the honey. Then Kasim went to Ali Baba's house and asked, "Where did you get the gold?" Ali Baba told him the story. Kasim thought, "I'll find the gold there." Early the next morning, Kasim went to the forest and found the cave. He went in and grabbed many bags of gold. But when he was ready to go, he suddenly forgot the magic words. Then the thieves returned. They were very angry. They killed Kasim and left his body in the cave. When the night fell, Kasim's wife got really worried. She told Ali Baba that Kasim went to the forest and hadn't come back. Ali Baba went to the cave and found Kasim's body. He was very sad. He put the body on the donkey and went home quickly. "We must hide the truth," he told Kasim's wife. Kasim had a clever servant, Morgiana. She wept to everyone, "My master is dying." So when the family said Kasim was dead, no one was surprised. Several days later, the thieves returned to the cave and found the body gone. "Somebody knows our secret. We must find and kill him," said the captain. He sent one thief to find out who had recently died in the town. On the street, the thief heard people talking about Kasim's funeral. He soon found Ali Baba's house. He made a white mark on the door and then returned to his gang. Next morning, Morgiana came out of the house. She saw the mark and thought it must be made by the thief. So she marked all the doors on the street in the same way. In the evening, the thief led the gang to the street. He couldn't find Ali Baba's house, since there was the same mark on every door. Another thief came into the town. He also found Ali Baba's house. He made a red mark at the corner of the door. He thought no one would notice it, but Morgiana discovered it again. She marked all the other doors in the same way. As a result, the thieves could not find Ali Baba's house. Then the captain went into the town himself. When he found the house, he looked at it carefully and remembered how it looked. Then he bought 19 mules and 38 jars. Only one jar was full of oil. There was one thief in each of the remaining jars. He put all the jars on the mules and went into the town again in the evening. The captain went to Ali Baba's house. He said, "I'm a merchant from another city. Can I stay in your place tonight?" Ali Baba kindly agreed. The captain set the jars along the wall and whispered to his gang, "When you hear me throw stones, you can come out of the jars and join me. We will kill the family." Then Morgiana came out of the house and she heard men's voices from inside the jars. The thieves were talking about how to kill Ali Baba. Morgiana took a lot of oil from the first jar and boiled it on the fire. Then she poured the hot oil into each of the other jars. All the thieves were killed. Shortly afterwards, the captain opened his window. He threw a stone at the jars, but nobody came out. He rushed to the yard and found all his men dead. Now he was both angry and afraid. "Now I am alone. I can't stay here any longer. I may lose my life too," he thought. Then he climbed over the wall and ran away. The next day, Morgiana told Ali Baba what had happened. Ali Baba was very grateful to her. "You saved my life. You are such a smart and brave girl." Since in ancient Persia, one man was allowed to have more than one wife, Ali Baba married Morgiana. They lived a happy life together.